It's the Daily Talk Show episode 381.
What's going on, guys?
It's
happening?
It's Tuesday.
It is.
It feels like Wednesday.
I don't know. Either way, I've been processing. Just processing yesterday's events. Mm-hmm. And I'm slightly rattled still from the weekend.
I think everyone will be, whether they're sitting in their cars or they're walking along or they're fishing, maybe they're fishing somewhere.
Fuck. If you've done something obscure while listening to this podcast, mm-hmm. please let us know.
Take a photo if that's a chance.
Yeah, I mean, just things outside of everyday
life. Do you actually process, do you think, the most? When are you thinking the most?
Well, it's my wife and my anniversary today, mm-hmm. and she's someone who's taught me a lot about processing. I think I've been someone to push past things very quickly. Like mm-hmm. I want to fix this problem. It's done. Let's sort. Yeah. Like it's sorted. Let's fucking move on.
Yeah.
Whereas I've seen Amy. She's become a lot
more like you.
No, well, she's
less processy.
She processes quicker.
Okay, sure.
Than she used to. She would think, you know, take it in. And I've really observed her and what it means to process something. Mm-hmm. I think you're a process guy, but then again,
as in, I take
you're
time
closer
to process?
Being a 14-year-old girl than not.
What do you mean?
I think you're very in your head. Mm-hmm. You take something in. If it's said, you'll sort of process on it. You'll sit on it. And you'll think about it. Think about all the meanings that it had. Mm. What did it mean? What could have it meant?
What did you used to say that I would do? You're layering.
Oh, you're layering.
Was that layering? Was
yeah,
that what he said?
It was layering.
Was
yeah.
it? Was it? That was just by Mason being in the same room as us.
Yeah, I mean,
having
had
a
to,
fight.
You just triggered. It was just triggered.
But I've seen Amy sort of go through that processing thing. And I've probably not thought that I process. Yeah? I'm a bloke.
I can believe it.
I don't process. It just goes in and I'm done. But I think as I got home, last night I'm sitting around. Bodhi's just gone to bed. I was cutting pumpkin.
You're like, oh my god, am I processing?
Is it? Oh, I had a moment where I was processing.
Your ears ring,
and like, I just started laughing.
Really?
Yeah, I just started laughing.
I think you were just tired.
I was probably tired too.
What were you processing?
I was just processing the fact that 3D Deal's written a book.
Yeah.
And the outrageousness of that and just probably tired as well.
Yeah.
But it was funny.
if you missed yesterday's episode, July 1, you should go and have a watch. It's going to be probably our most watched YouTube video ever.
Of our own show. Yeah. I like it.
No, on the internet.
I said there was one thing that Dill should have done the announcement with the ability to purchase pre-sale.
Oh, yeah.
It should. I mean, it was a missed opportunity. But
if we were to poke holes.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
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 And the so, Dill, what's the experience been like for you? What's happened overnight? What's the word in Canada?
It's been pretty cool. I mean, it's still Canada Day back home, so everyone's still drunk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Has Trudeau made an announcement about the book?
No, not yet, but I'm expecting that soon. No, people have been great about it. Like, I got so many messages, a lot of them from people I've never even met personally.
Yeah.
Saying like, congratulations, can't wait to read it. And that means a lot.
That's what you do it for, right? No, but hang on. All right. So we got 3D Deals announcement feedback. JJ, yeah. Announcement feedback. 24 hours on from that episode. What's it been? Interactions,
well,
communication.
It's the equivalent of I've had a wedding and then during the ceremony, 3D Dill has decided not only to propose to a partner at the wedding, but he's got a celebrant and he's gotten married in front of my crowd. Not only that, but based on all of that ruckus, I never end up getting married. That's how it feels at the moment. But we've postponed until Friday.
Yeah, no, okay. So in short, have you had any hate, any any feedback?
Nah, I think it's
nothing.
I've had a couple of people just being like, yeah, this is sort of, there's a few around the I'm not mad, I'm disappointed sort of thing.
Yeah, which people, like, they're a bit, that's a funny comment.
Yeah, but everyone knows that that's where they're going to get me. Eric, who's been on the show a bunch of times via phone when we were doing phone calls, he said that he could empathize with me.
Yeah.
Based on me giving him a promise and never delivering.
Yeah.
Which I don't know which one he's talking about. It might be the, I think I said.
That's the danger. There could be quite a few.
By the way.
It was my phone. It's all okay. Just sounds like it was a car falling from a building.
It did sound a bit extreme. No, but I feel, if anything, I'm happy with, happy for 3D deal.
Yeah. No, we're back on track, boys. It's a new day.
Mm-hmm.
Another day, another dollar.
Not going to mention the book until it's. Yeah. So it's all done.
And a new day, hopefully another dollar.
Yeah.
Because there's no dollars made through Josh Jansen yesterday.
Well, you were also saying, we haven't even spoken about the donations and all that sort of thing. So that will happen when the book's announced. It seems premature we're talking about
it. Yeah, we said we'd sort of get off the talk around the book.
What happened, Mr. 97, you got home. You did an Insta story.
Yeah.
TJ had a good point.
Yeah, you need to write who the Insta story has come from.
Yeah.
I actually thought you'd reposted something, and I was trying to work out for about 15 minutes while processing who.
That's the first thought I had after posting it.
So, really?
Yeah.
You fucked up.
Yeah.
It was just people from behind watching a computer screen.
Yeah.
And then it had like people tagged into it.
I think there's going to be a lot of people who get it and be like, oh, that's Denise. That's
really
Mr. 97's mum. No, I'm being sarcastic. No one's going to know the back of your mum's head. 97 hasn't had the sort of cut through that 3D Deals announcement had. And so they were just, so you got home and they were watching the announcement.
Yeah, so I walked in the door after walking home from the bus stop, and they had the computer just full volume blasting. And I walked in and I heard Josh's voice. I wasn't sure what was happening, so I went into the kitchen and I looked at what they were watching.
Did you think I was in the kitchen when you came home? A bit rattled. Is Josh over for? What'd you have for dinner, by the way?
Beef pie.
Nice.
Yeah.
Homemade or like how do you make?
Yeah. Well, Sam made it. So
oh, that's my brother great.
Made it. Yeah. Using lean pastry or no pastry bottom, just a pastry top?
Pastry top, yeah.
No pastry bottom?
No.
So you're cutting out a few cals there. Yeah. Respect
is that,
that.
Why
respect
you do that? Or is it because
no,
it's
I think, to be honest, I think they just prefer it without.
How it's did
a
Tommy
lot, it's
know
a lot harder. It's a lot harder to do the pastry bottom as well as the pastry top.
Okay. So you said you had.
Either way, I want beef pie now. I want it right now.
Was it like I.
Anyway, back to it.
Sorry.
We don't
go on. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, so I walked into the kitchen and I went and looked at what was on the computer, and it was literally Dill's announcement as he was speaking.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's great.
And what was the vibe at home?
They were laughing. They were what? No.
Well, so this is the mix. This is so the mix thing. Was ha-ha funny. There's I think the complexity of the announcement is there's a range of emotions that we're experiencing.
That's why I had to process it.
What was the main emotion that you felt 3D deal during the whole thing?
Happiness. So happy.
And how much of it is serious? Like I'm doing this book and this is the thing, which is great. That's one thing. How much of it is you having a stab at me? And it being a joke, what's the percentage?
It's about 90% me doing it for myself and hoping that other people can get something out of it.
Okay.
And 10% at you. That's what it was at the start.
Yeah, yeah.
But then when you're going, oh, July 1, I'm going to get this thing done. I'm like, oh, this is a good time to not take this guy down, but
you took me down. You took me down. Yeah. And so the chapter-wise, have you got chapters yet? Where is, like, we didn't go into many of the details of the
13,
book.
13, it's not really chapters. It's kind of like little, I don't even know what you would call it, like snippets, 13 snippets in total.
It's just breaking all the rules. Just
what do you mean snippet, book? Like as in?
It's a chunk. It's not, you can call it a chapter, but I haven't labeled it chapter one.
Sounds
chapter.
He like doesn't a chapter. Want to put names on it.
It sounds like
it's
a chapter.
It's just a chapter.
Yeah. Named chapter. Yeah.
Technically. Not
sure
putting a label.
This is what happens when you don't have an editor. Call it a chapter.
This is what happens when you finish a book. You get into these details.
I mean, you met Barefoot Investor the other day.
Yeah.
One of the highest booksellers in the country.
If only he knew that there was a fellow author just coming.
Maybe next time he comes into the office, you get a few tips.
Yeah. Just, that'd be cool.
Mate, what do you reckon? What has come out of this? Whole saga, if we call it that, is that Mr. 97 nor I really have a promise that we've put forward. And this is not me making an announcement about a promise that I have that I want to launch. but more of a little bit of prompting to get it. Because I think even was it Tiff?
Yeah, she said Tiff had nothing to say to Mr. 97.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, I mean, Tiff has come in at a time where Mr. 97 has got his head down. He's just helping the boys.
In spreadsheets.
There was a time when he was famous on Shameless. Fameless. Mm-hmm. It was famous on Shameless. True. So where he was on a mission for a date, which it's kind of...
Well, I think it's easy. I mean, the thing is, Mr. 97 is a producer. You're on the show.
Yeah.
Like you are like, you know, this camera is pointing one way at the moment. It's on you and I. Mm. I've had my project. I have many projects.
Projects still
actually
going,
had
dude.
Many pro, but I've had many projects, many projects. What is a project that you could do?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I've been thinking about it.
What do you like? What are you interested in? What are your hobbies?
Well, hobbies. We've talked about that. I mean, I live a life that is quite enjoyable. So the things I do for leisure have some connection to the things I do for work, which a hobby is just the things you do in your leisure time.
Because I mentioned to Bree, I was like thinking about on July 1 announcing that I was finishing the book in 4 days, but I was also, to make it up for everyone, rewriting another book, but I was going to have a whole schedule and make it easy. And Bree said, absolutely not. So we're not doing that project.
I think I don't think I've got any problem with finishing something I commit to.
Well, if you don't have any commitments, it's very easy, isn't it?
It's no, like, but it's just in general.
It's literally like I used to say that I didn't get sunburned and I went out into Port Melbourne Beach for 5 hours without any sunscreen I didn't get any sunburned. It turns out I just hadn't been out in the sun and I nearly had to go to hospital.
You put that image on Instagram, but you also increased the saturation slightly to over-dramatize.
Yeah. I saw that today.
Yeah,
really? I was
you're scrolling
going through
back.
It. Yeah, I saw that today. I thought you were wearing a red shirt.
Keep your enemies... closer.
No, no, I do. It was horrendous. It was horrendous. Yeah. No, but what? Seriously, what could be a?
I think I want to think. I want to step away. I want to bring forward a challenge. Maybe it's a 30-day challenge, or a.
My pushback on it is the best ones just happen. They just happen now. They.
Yeah, this is why you're telling me.
Would you shave
to,
your head?
No, I don't want to shave my head.
Okay.
I've grown my hair too long. It's taken too fucking long.
Okay.
I think that is too easy.
I know. Well, if it's easy, just do it.
Yeah, but I've shaved it before. I don't want to.
Okay.
So this is what I mean. I'll take it away and I'll think and I'll put forward a promise because I feel like I need to bring one to the table and actually see it through.
No, I think that's good. I think it'd be good to on our new website to have a promises section.
Yeah, the website is coming.
Which was an actual promise, I think, that we made. Mr. 97, can you get out that document? So we can go through some of the promises. Uh-huh. 3D deal. Mm-hmm. What is the actual process from here now? You made a bunch of changes in red pen.
Yeah, so I'm going through and editing it, figuring out what I want to change, what I want to clear up, what I want to cut, rewrite certain sections.
What is the – is there like a narrative? Like how does it start? How would you describe it?
You're going to have to wait for the book to come out.
he's still trying to work it out.
What will happen with this teasing thing that he does is we'll just stop asking. And he won't get a mention on the show ever again.
Well, what is the main thing is that who's it for? You mentioned that.
Yeah. Well, like in terms of the narrative behind it, it's a thought process. So it's where I started 3 years ago.
You've been doing morning journaling and you're turning it into a book.
No, but I've thought about it. Like I thought of doing the morning pages thing for a while, but this, with my thumb being the way it is, this like doing the book was an easier way to get a similar solution. But I found it for myself anyways to be a more effective solution.
Did you use Google Docs or Microsoft Word?
I did it all in Microsoft Word. I'd wanted to write a book like since I was a kid. Like that was my dream as a child was to be like this famous author. And I thought, oh, if I do it early enough, I'll become rich and successful and then I'll be a rich teenager.
I mean, as creatives, what's the, like putting these things out there, there's a high chance of looking back on everything we do as a bit cringe. Mm. Do you find that?
Yeah, I think that it's like.
Do you have that filter?
Anything that you do, all the first things, your first book, you'll look back at and be like, I can't believe what I wrote. Same is like our early podcast, like how much we've changed in a year. Mm. and we're like, you're 30. Fuck, yeah. You're old. Anyway, the
fuck off.
The promises, Mr. 97, from the top.
Okay, a promises page, the book, a soundboard, life traps, 20 pages in, word of the day, couples counseling, EP 400. Not sure what that was.
We're getting to 400, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mr. 97 Guernsey.
What was... Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Putting a message in a bottle.
Mm.
Cutting down the swearing in videos.
I think we've done that.
I called you a C-U-N-T yesterday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then...
I was tired.
Yeah, it was fair.
Then the last one was a bit around exploring palettes and libraries.
Palettes.
Oh, videos. Remember we were going to do videos?
Yeah.
We even committed to that. Yeah. We said we were going to have it done within the month.
Yeah. That was in February.
Mm. Mm. No, that's okay. I mean, what are you thinking projects-wise, Mr. 97? You see all the stuff happening. You see 3D Dill's success. Why is that funny?
I wouldn't call it success. I just did something.
It's success.
Depends on what you define success as.
When is it? If that's not success, when's success for you?
I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet.
Okay.
I'm just happy I got it done.
Okay.
By July 1.
I think it's a success. But
thank you.
What do you think? What does it make you think, Mr. 97?
About doing projects for my promises and projects for myself. Well, in all honesty, I think we've got a few to knock off before. I start making some more.
No, but I'm happy for you to make some that you can do that's self-contained. Because I think the other thing that can happen is a lot of the promises revolve around me having to do something, which the barrier to entry is significantly higher because I'm a big ship. I'm hard to maneuver. Whereas you guys are little tight speedboats and you can just fucking make shit happen. But
I like the analogy. It's great.
Yeah, you're little speedboats.
Little nimble.
The little nimble speedboats, but you're also scaredy little fucking... speedboats. You're afraid to make the announcement. So surely we can do something. A tattoo.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd get the Daily Talk Show tattoo?
Oh, not yet. Not yet. I reckon we get past 500 episodes and then we'll rethink it.
Okay.
That's not making a promise. That's just saying we'll rethink it past 500 because that's a lot of episodes. Mm-hmm. I was listening to, it's a video we're actually making that hasn't been released yet. And it was...
Which one?
Milkshake.
Oh, yes.
And we had Zara and Michelle from Shameless. And Michelle, I loved her part talking about making money from the creative endeavor that you're pursuing and how everyone is kind of geared towards you being encouraged that you won't make money, which is not encouragement. So it's just the communication. I think all these things. And so then it just becomes like this belief that you need to have.
Yeah. Well, I had a phone call with my dad last night and it's like...
Is that something you have often?
Oh,
is
this I had two missed voicemails.
From him?
From him in the last week and I was like, all right, I'm going to call him
back.
What
was the first one?
I haven't actually listened to them, but I saw that it had... And Bree's like, oh, you should call or whatever.
Yeah, voicemail, let's ditch it in the world.
Yeah.
No one...
Well, I do have visual voicemail now. But anyway, I called him, but it was sort of like, I feel like the classic things I need to say to him is... I'm busy. He wants to hear that I'm busy.
Okay.
But then the other thing too is now he knows that he's learnt that I can be busy but not making any money. So it's like, that's good. You're busy and making money as well. I'm like, dad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, making I get money. Those from my parents about, have you, enough work coming in, which there is a dance between the thing that makes money and the thing that your creative adventure. Yeah. And maybe that's how parents of creatives have to approach it.
Yeah.
Like maybe if Bodhi's a creative kid where he's doing this great work, but he's not actually being able to support himself.
Yeah.
And so you kind of have to dig around. You don't want to, sensitive creatives, you don't want to be like, have you got a job? Are you making any money?
Yeah.
Can you pay your rent?
Yeah. I mean, those are all practical things, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like it's all stuff.
But they're important.
That,
They're important and you can't just... I mean, there is...
You can't disregard.
We constantly are thinking about the risks that we are going to take.
Yeah.
And whether they're not going to pay and whether they're going to pay off or not.
Mm.
And so that's where, you have to have some level of logic to the things you're doing.
Mm.
But then you also want to be giving things a crack because nothing happens.
Mr. 97, with the move from university to being here, has the support level gone up over time? What are the things that your parents are still worried about?
This is from mum and dad.
Yeah.
I don't think it's. I mean, they haven't really voiced any concerns lately of.
I just watched the show.
Yeah.
To be honest, it's actually good if you are a creative, just start a podcast because your mum and dad might listen to it.
You look at me and off be your like, back. Oh, maybe not everyone.
not everyone, but it gets them off your back.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely more with my mum listening to the podcast. I think there's a lot more understanding of what I'm doing. So it's like, she gets it as opposed to being like, oh, they could be making money. I don't really know what's going on. Sounds like fun, but but I think
she talk about us.
Yeah, but
everyone's worried about whether we're making money.
Diane,
it's a fair Denise.
Denise,
great troll. Diane, look.
Denise, on your nap.
Jeez, you're so
all good.
He's sleek.
All good. End
he's
of financial year.
He's a sleek operation.
She came through nice. Came through well. Anyway. I was trying to give some reassurance, but it came across sleazy.
Yeah, well, it does when you fuck up their name.
I'll just quickly pose a question to you guys. We haven't really, I mean, the announcement is that we're actually recording 7 days a week now. Mm-hmm. It kind of got overshadowed by the false announcement. The two books.
Yeah.
Got over. But I was thinking, we've talked about how we thought, no, we won't do it for a while. We'll hold off. But then like anything, you could keep saying, we're going to hold off, we're going to hold off, we're going to hold off. When is the right time? There is no right time.
Yeah.
And so you then do it. Do you think there is, and I've got my answer, a downside to what we're doing in terms of personally?
Definitely.
And have you thought about any of these? Have you noticed anything?
Well, yeah, like I can't, in every other situation that I've been in, I could leave within 4 weeks and travel for as long as I wanted without any risk.
So yours is more around the
commitment. Yeah. There's a sense that I can't go. It's not like I can go anywhere.
Yeah. You're old now. You're 28. 28?
Mm. 29 in September.
But I think you're not going to read the vagabonding book this year and then leave for
years. Could. Like I feel there is a freedom in that.
But I think, the commitment.
When the freedom's gone.
Yeah. But is it? I think there's a reframing in freedom, right?
But that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
The person that's a vagabonder that has no money but can go anywhere, or the rich guy who can do anything.
Or the poor guy with a podcast.
It's trying to build.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is. And so do you honestly feel like that?
No, I think that. No, but there is a as you said, there's a reframing that has to happen. And so you need to reconcile if that's been in your head, because that can make you stay around, I think, like being at a job or whatever, knowing that if I wanted to, I could leave. And I did it. I went travel for 4 months or whatever.
Yeah.
And so there is, I think it's easier to talk about, like we talk about the Daily Talk Show and doing it for 10 years. It feels easier based on, okay, like we're, for the next 5 years, we're going to be doing it in the same studio, but we don't know what the future, like, we could be fucking flying cars in 5 years. Mm. Probably not.
Most likely not.
No, I think it's a personally, does it affect? No, I mean, this is my favorite part of my day. Mm. The hard bit is when you have.
How about yesterday's show?
Well, no, the yesterday's show was fucking great. I loved it. The thing is that, like, the brilliance of what we've created is I can fail and I still feel so fucking happy.
Well, I mean, it's like me wanting to release a video of that we caught on CCTV of Dylan singing his lungs out, which is like, it's not a fail, but it's a cute. And so we're in the business of showing our flaws, you know, our best bits and worst bits. And I think that's how you have a better chance of creating connection. It's authentic, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And so people, there is a relatability in your fails. And everyone's failed.
It's also good. Like, what are we in the, why are we doing this thing? Mm. Like, at the end of the day, we're doing this because if I'm working remotely or if I'm like a freelancer or I'm going to my job, this is something consistent where people are having fun and trying shit.
Yeah,
and
it's great.
Creative.
Yeah. I mean, we make fun of you not making a consistent effort at the book, but you've consistently showed up here. So,
but I also still learned. Like, yeah. I feel like the thing is that tonight I was thinking about, I'm like, I've got to write the book. Like, that's what people might forget. Like, tonight I've got to do 4 hours of the book. And the next night, 4 hours of the book. Like, it continues. Like, it felt real good and all that sort of thing. But now I have to fucking do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how has it affected you personally?
I think, so I went to a mate's 30th on the weekend. And
we know you did the spit.
I did the spit. It's amazing. It was amazing. Let's be honest. I want to do one for you guys. Maybe we could do a daily show, daily talk show, spit roast. Mm. And we can.
That'd be fun. Is that what it's called? Yeah. A roast. It's called a roast.
Spit. Oh, it's called
a spit. Okay. Not I thought you meant like a roast where we roast each
roast
other.
Roast rotisserie on the spit.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I think that's right. But I've actually found that, and I mentioned this to you over the weekend, I think I've become, and I think I'm an extrovert. I think I get energy from other people. I like to, you know, chat with people. I, you know, put myself out there a lot in my life. Social situations, I'm not fussed with. Like, I enjoy them as opposed to you. Mm-hmm. You enjoy them, but I think if you had the option of going or not going, you'd choose not to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's a clear distinction.
I enjoy one-on-one time with people. Mr. 97 and I hung out Friday night.
Yeah.
We ordered pizza.
Oh, and that's a saga in itself. Hey, can you look at what's the definition of extrovert? So you'll probably see a photo of me. No, I'm not.
And so, I mean, no, but you're definitely, you had a bravado to you at the beginning, I feel like maybe 2 years ago, that you've got less, you're a little bit less bouncy in a good way. Like, I felt like if you're in a room or whatever, like you're sort of, you're just fucking looking at people to talk to and shit to do.
I was on drugs, mate. Yeah. No, but I think I did feel, and even Amy's noticed, that I'm less inclined to want to have those social interactions, which I think is because of us doing this show. Which I don't think is, because you could say that as a negative thing, because you're like, I'm not the person that I thought I was. But then I think about it as the person I thought I was and the way I achieved that feeling of satisfaction by speaking and being out and amongst it, I get from this.
But how is that different to what you were doing in radio?
I don't know. But
did you get introverted at the I guess you were dealing.
No, I was younger and I wanted to get out there, and I enjoyed the whole story of, you know, I'm in this country town, I'm the person on the radio. It's probably a bit ego driven, like being noticed. People, you know, that kind of shit. Like, I think it fuels you, and it's like a lesson. I wouldn't really want that. It's like, yeah, fame would be fucking annoying. Mm. Not that I was famous or anything, but people knew who you were. And so kind of that also fueled the energy of, and it's like this adventure you're on. I'm not in this place. I don't live in. I've never lived here. This is a new surrounding. I'm meeting all these people. And so it served its purpose of my journey, right? Mm. And I'll probably write a book about that soon.
I mean, do you think the 3D deal or Mr. 97, the learning of us, I'm always curious as to how I come across.
Are you weird as fuck, dude?
Do you think?
Which is great. No, yeah, but I think,
like being weird.
No, exactly.
I
mean,
I'm curious as to what, like, I like Radical Honesty, episode 14, if you need a little bit of prompting. Oh,
jeez.
But we haven't mentioned that in a while.
Yeah. If it wasn't for episode 14, there would be no book.
Yeah.
3D deal.
I wouldn't be here.
No deal.
Isn't it crazy?
I wouldn't be here if you didn't.
Putting a squeegee in my ass has had such, I've almost given birth. I've given birth to someone through a squeegee.
Isn't it definitely, because I don't know. I don't think you, I mean, I'm just saying it for the podcast, but do you think you would have actually written this book if you didn't come to Australia?
No.
Really?
No.
He wouldn't have written it?
No.
Isn't it crazy? It's pretty ridiculous to think that, like, the things that trickle on, like, if you hadn't have Facebook messaged me 3 years ago and said, hey, I'm starting a business, can we catch up?
Yeah. And then we went, you got a hot chocolate. Yeah, pretty sure you got, like, mock. I think you got an 85% hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. I was thinking.
From Phillips. Philip.
Fuck this guy. I'd never get into business with this bloke.
And look at,
here we are.
Look at, you've got it. You finally got the fat business partner that you
every fucking move that you make.
mm-hmm. contributes
yeah.
to where you were going. Mm-hmm.
But how are we like looking at the nuances? You can be candid. What's the difference from an original perception to now?
About you.
About both of us.
About us.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because you like, Josh, you don't really, like you say you avoid social situations, mm-hmm. but when you get put in them and when you actually like interact with clients and stuff, like, yeah, I think your radical honesty is just like a point that they can relate to. So you're actually like, you do some weird things, but you're pretty good socially in terms of like interacting with people.
Mm-hmm.
And getting energy, like you go with walks with Pete, mm-hmm. you're like, you crave that social interaction, you still get energy from it. And then I think, yeah, Tommy's a bit more outgoing, but it's sort of the same thing. You both get energy from other people and surrounding yourself with people.
Just parties. Yeah, we don't need parties are dumb.
Yeah.
But also like it feels like parties might be less and less. Actually, that's silly.
The guy that doesn't get a party.
I just feel like maybe the future is in parties.
No, mate.
I mean, I don't have my
party. People want to drink. People want to take drugs. People want the interaction. You know, it does. It takes you away from your world when you are in these situations.
Yeah.
Music, all of these things.
Yeah.
By the fire.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Mason also missed what you were asking him.
No, that's the question. Right.
Was it?
What did you?
I thought you were saying tell me about radical honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you. Yes. That's what I thought it was about you and me. What you think of us?
Oh yeah,
that's what you said. That's pretty much how you said it.
That's what he said. No.
Yeah. Well, I just linked it back to introversion and extroversion.
Yeah. I think that was a good link.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I think it's fine. Yeah,
just shifting gears.
I mean, it's also the other thing is this is a bit, if to me, this episode feels like a second album scenario. Like we peaked on Monday. It's very hard to come back from that.
Yeah.
But one thing that if we were to, I think it would be good to have more and more segments in the show. So stuff that we know that we can rely on. Every certain, like every Wednesday we do this or that.
Mm.
One segment that I was thinking of was around how much is that?
How much is it?
How much is it?
How much? How much is this mic up? Is that like you're just saying like
don't
fine?
Ask.
That's just the game. You
have to ask, can't afford.
Don't ask.
No, but I got thinking about it because when we were traveling to Ballarat,
mm-hmm.
we've gone quite heavy on the McDonald's breakfast of late.
Yeah. Well, maybe across a month there's been four.
But that was in 4 days in a row.
Yeah. Look, it's not as bad
actually,
as the
actually, we haven't had any this month. Yeah. We haven't had any Maccas this month. Yeah. No Maccas.
July 2nd.
July.
We can cut it.
But when we're there, I was thinking, what do you reckon the cost is? How much do you think the playground costs? What do you reckon it costs to make the playground?
Are you talking about the playground that we saw?
Any playground at a McDonald's, what would the range, do you think, of a McDonald's playground?
Between $50,000 and $150,000. Easily.
$35,000, something like
easily.
That.
Easily.
Yeah. I would push it upwards of $150,000.
Depends on what Maccas you're at. If you like,
yeah, I think like the top, probably the most you'd pay would be $200,000.
Yeah, I think
I think that like a sort of a lower tier, you could be getting into the ballpark or the ball pit for around 35
grand.
Is that something you can actually look up, Mr. 97? See? Is that going to be?
Well, these companies would just be. I wonder if they do have their own supplier.
Yeah.
They just do McDonald's. There's a new McDonald's going in St. Kilda.
Yeah, what have you found, Mr. 97?
I think Rhino Play is the company that provides Maccas with their
equipment.
Playgrounds. Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Do you have an amount there or no?
Give me one sec.
If you can't find
You have to get certification as well.
To be a Maccas.
Well, no, you have to check safety and public use.
It's playground. Yeah, so yeah it's just like having a restaurant. You have to play within the health and safety.
If you can't find a price, Mr. 97, if you can go to the stairwell and make a call and find out and bring it back to us,
hey, look, mate, I'm I've got a lot of money and my kid loves
We just need a quick amount. I need a quick amount. I'm putting it in. I think you just say.
Giving it to my accountant.
I need a line item running. Very quickly. What's a rough cost?
Yeah.
I just need to put it in so it gets done.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
This is now him. Look at him getting worried. He's getting worried, thinking about the phone call that he's going to have to make. How do I dial a number in? I'm 19. I've never used the phone.
I've got a rough cost. So over 30 grand plus soft fall surfacing required.
Yeah, but that's hard cost. And then you've got.
No, that's based
equipment
on
equipment cost.
That's literally equipment and the floor, plus the flooring.
And then you do install.
And then you're going to have to pay for install as well. So you'd be looking at like 60, 70.
What?
Depends if it. Like
30 grand for the install?
Yeah.
You pay 30 grand for the product and 30 grand for the install.
Remember, they've got to prep the floor. They have to dig holes. They have to
deliver all that stuff.
Yeah, there's so many moving parts. And especially if like the one Bodie and I went to. Where we didn't buy any Maccas, but we just played in the playground.
What about like a small thing? You know how you have the thing where you can flick, like you can, the squares that are sort of three-dimensional and you can move them around?
I hang out at a lot of playgrounds. Mm. With Bodie and I, there is some serious money spent on some playgrounds. Yeah. But then there's like the one across the road from my house. Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Absolute piece of shit. It's been there for 15 years or something. But it's great. We get a lot of use out of it, but it's just not a new playground.
Mm. Yeah, do you remember like wooden playgrounds used to be a big thing?
Oh, yeah.
And they used to actually get like burnt down. I don't know if you guys ever saw that.
Yeah, but I know a guy who burnt one down. Really? Across the road from my house.
You knew the person?
Yeah. He's no longer with us.
Yeah.
But he burned it down. And he was such a young kid. He was from the Commission Flats across the road. And so it played into their stereotype perfectly for the young kid.
He lit it,
burnt it,
and full on.
Fire brigade came. We ran across, and he was there, crying. Really? I mean, he's so young; he wouldn't have been charged. He was too young. Like, but there was another kid there, and they'd lit some paper, and it just sent it up. I think it was inside the tire swing, and so they'd put some paper. But this wooden thing went up. It was horrible.
3D deal. With you moving back to Canada in less than 2 months.
56 days.
56 days?
56 days.
Who's counting?
Please.
My parents.
Your parents.
Yeah. And he's actually doing an Insta countdown every single day. I mean, what's the what are you going to leave here with? What's changed for you?
Just like a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Like more than
he's a fucking author.
more than I can get into in this episode, but like, just a different perspective on how to approach my day. Mm. Like at home, I would wake up, I'd have to eat breakfast, and then I'd be off to school or I'd be off to work. And here, while I still have to come to work, it's everything's so new in a way. Mm. Like each time I walk to work, I go down a different route or I see something different. Mm-hmm. It's never, nothing's ever been the same.
So I've always had the belief that there's an energy about being in another country, something that's not familiar to you. And it can give you some, I don't know if it's a false sense, but it's definitely a sense of confidence. Well, I know that when I've traveled, when Fitzy and I went to America and we did Suck on That Jules Lund. We were, you know, asking people for things, asking for free stuff, like just pushing the boundaries of what we would normally do. And the mentality was, it's not our country. We don't live here. Mm. These people don't know us.
There's a novelty
to it. So what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
And it was all fine. Like it wasn't, we weren't doing bad shit, but I think things paid off because of that approach. And so I've always tried to think, how could you incorporate, because you'll get home.
Yeah.
And you'll have to go back into your routine.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll do your thing, but and that's when the depression hits.
Well, there is
the fucking post-holiday blues, dude. Oh, dude, it's going to hit you big time in the dick.
Well, I think
a real kick in the dick.
Well, I think that for me it's if I'm overseas, I go to a Starbucks or whatever, I'm like, talking to people on the line or whatever. And then I just realize when I come home, and I like catch myself doing it once in Melbourne. I'm like, oh, what am I doing? Like, it felt a bit weird. Like, I fucking talked to the
barista.
Feel
like you fit into your place here. Yeah. Like, you've got your little, your way of being. Yeah. There is definitely, if you could implement, like, if there was one thing that you could do today that you would do if you were on holidays. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this last week. It's like, what's that life that you would love to live? Get up and take photos of the sunset. It's like, you can do that shit here.
My food, like my diet. I'm like, I know what you got. Like, it's not fucking rocket science.
It's definitely not.
And so it's definitely like something around there, I'm sure.
For
just
you.
Eat, yeah, just like, just get like, if we order fish and chips, just get like the salmon.
Yeah, I'm triggered. You need to start meal prepping.
Yeah. I think meal prepping.
Meal prepping is a good, I mean, it's a great place to start. But the reality of it is that last night at 8 p.m., I'm fucking sitting down cutting. I'm doing the cutting, Amy's doing processing. Some cooking stuff. I'm processing. It is it's a hard game. But I'm even like thinking one of the things that probably requires a little bit more confidence and maybe is just a once off could be asking somebody something, making a phone call for something, or put, you know, teeing something up.
Yeah, to trying to think about.
Or go somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, Mr. 97, what do you fear? What are you worried about doing in a day? You've gotten off the bus early before because you didn't want to press the button, is that?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was, what?
No, well, it's, yeah.
No, tell us about it, mate. It's okay.
So well, space. No, it's the worst thing on a bus when you're just like, you're like, the old buses, they've cooked the placements of the button. And so when they jam the buses packed with like 90 people in them or whatever.
Is that how many people fit in a bus?
I don't know. It's a lot of people though. There's like, you're meant to have 78 in there, but they just cram you in. So when you're like ages away and there's a lot of people, like it's just, it gives me too much anxiety to go and ask someone.
To ask somebody.
Because they got headphones in and you got to ask like five people away.
It's you're thinking about putting someone out. You're thinking, I'm going to put this person out. If I have to go, excuse me. And they're going to, what? And then you're going to have to say, oh, can you please press the button for me?
Or can you tell the next person to press the button? Like, it's just, yeah.
It's too much for the baby.
It's full on.
So no, I get it. I get it. So what, you got off the stop before?
Yeah. It's only like a 2-minute walk.
But that is the thing, isn't it? I think there's so many examples of that for me where I'm like, oh, it's actually just easier. Like, I'm happy. Yeah. Like, I'll inconvenience myself even.
Well, so if
to we, if avoid we, the interaction.
Workshop where this goes bad for you guys. I like, trust me, I've fucking experienced this shit too. I'm like,
I'm trying to think.
Like, there has to be a diminishing return.
The hairdresser is a big one for me. It takes so much energy. I feel great every time I go to the hairdresser, like once it's done. But the idea of like.
It's just a reoccurring booking that you probably needed to show up at. But I think that kind of stuff, where does it end up sabotaging your life?
Yeah.
Because you could see it as such a small trivial thing to fix.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm going to push myself out there.
Yeah.
But people experience this shit, like, and it gets worse and worse and worse and worse, where you're just like, I'm not going to bother anybody.
Mm.
But then does that cater to a life that you want to live on your terms?
Sure.
Or are you externally making decisions based on what everyone else will think. Like, you're very kind. You think about what your action will do for somebody else. And that's what you've seen around the dating stuff. I know there's been feelings of like, you know, this will mean that I have to let this person down
because
he's such a fox, you know, and then she will feel bad or I don't want to, you know, they'll know that there's two gronks behind me with a bit of prompting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, where does the relationship stuff end? Like, where does it, like, actually, like, for you, obviously there's a level of shtick, which is the show.
Yeah.
And then there's the reality of, like, you've said before, I want to, you know, have a family.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get from where you are to, like, having a family? How does that happen?
I'm hoping time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't worked it out yet.
Which I think is probably, that's an answer.
I mean, it is an answer. I think it then comes down to what's your actual, like, what is most important to you?
Because
if this shit is something he wants, but isn't that important to
him? Maybe he needs to go overseas. Maybe when we go on an overseas trip.
You have to let him loose for a week.
Yeah, maybe in Dubai you, like, find someone at the World Expo or something. Something like that could happen.
Yeah.
how much do you actually think about it? Much or not really?
Yeah, I mean a little bit here and there. When we have the conversations, I'll go back and I'll process it. But
are you a processor?
Yeah, I think so. It's when you don't have like headphones in, or you're not listening to a podcast or something, and I'm just walking home, then I'll start processing. Mm.
That's why I'm always listening to podcasts.
Distract yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, outside of that, I don't usually process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. All right. Well,
that's good.
It's the Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you do want to send us an email with the video, like we're doing it.
Say, what's up, Gronk Squad? And a little message, and we'll send you some stickers. Put your address in there, y'all.
Yeah. The weekend banter starts on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we have Gemma Watts and Peter Shepherd.
Queen Gronk.
And King Gronk.
Tall Gronk.
Tall Gronk. that's happening Saturday, which we're excited about. But also over the weekend, if you have a look at the dailytalkshow.com website, you'll start seeing changes.
And if you're listening to this in like 2020, it's up.
It's happened.
It's great. It's amazing. Happened. Look at all the sections, the guests.
What do we think segment-wise of getting 3D Dill as well to give us little teasers of the book, maybe reading little excerpts?
Little passages.
Yeah, I can do that. I can figure that out for you.
Yeah, I think that could be. The other thing I think would be good is on thedailytalkshow.com having the, given, you know, you're interning at big media company, how do you feel about giving away the first chapter on thedailytalkshow.com.
For sure.
What about like in an Insta story?
And do you need a forward? Forward?
Do you want to write one?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Is that how forwards usually happen?
Yeah.
Typically, like an author will pitch it to like a good friend or someone that they find influential, say, would you mind writing a foreword for this thing that's coming out?
So or Josh, a good friend just tells them.
Yeah, exactly.
Josh is a formal request.
Yeah.
Within your personality, dude.
No, I think that would be fun.
Within your quirkiness to offer. Us.
Just make sure you finish it before the book comes out.
No, I'll do that. If you've listened this far, you're
killing an absolute
Gronk.
And we love you.
But we love you and appreciate you. Leave us a podcast review if you've got the time, just on Apple Podcasts. The other thing that's really handy, taking a screen grab, taking a photo. Like if you are someone who is listening to us on a boat, on a plane, any form of transport that is moving.
Well, we had one at the snow. Someone was at the snow and they sent us something.
That's awesome. Was it on a chairlift or
something like that? That's great.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Love that.
Yeah, so any of that sort of stuff, put it on Instagram, tag the Daily Talk Show. It's appreciated. We'll see you tomorrow, which is
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
See you Wednesday.
We'll see you.
See you guys.